Many of us have been on hold to register a complaint with a service company that we call. We hear the message, your call is important to us, but that may not always be the case, according to a new study about customer service frustrations. The co-author of the study, Anthony Dukes, is chairman and professor of marketing at USC Marshall School of Business. He joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to explain the results of his study. You looked at a tiered customer service process, did you not?
Yes, we did, Patty.
Explain what that is.
So the tiered process is a sort of a hierarchical phone process that one might encounter when you call for a refund or some sort of redress or compensation for bad service. You usually get someone on the line who maybe is not authorized to pay out as much as you think you're owed. And what that means is that there's a second tier that you would have to escalate your call to get any sort of redress or at the level that you think. So that's what you mean by the tiers. And it's implemented by, again, restricting the authority of what the first operator can do for you.
Well, one of the things I find fascinating about this story, Professor, is that you folks took a real academic approach to something that we all know experientially to be true. It's not easy with some of these voicemail systems or guidance systems as we get into their systems. You've created what you call a unit hassle cost to make this something that can be very objective.
That's right. And that unit hassle cost that you identified really reflects that our time is valuable to us. And the extent to which we're willing to incur hassles means that we're not spending that time doing something else. And at some point, that hassle may be sufficiently strong that you say, well, you know what, that extra $50 that I'm trying to get just may not be worth it to me, and I'm just going to give up on this process because it's just too frustrating. I've got other things to do.
Did you quantify how long folks are willing to wait under different circumstances?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer. That's a very good question, but we weren't able to do that. What we're able to articulate, though, is that even at some level, we have very different, all of us have very different levels of hassle cost. And some people have lots of things to do. We all have lots of things to do, but some people value that more than others. And those are the people that are going to be more likely, according to our predictions, to be the ones that hang up and forego those extra refund.
Did companies actually admit to you that they were hoping to wear down some of their customers?
No, Jeff, to be perfectly frank, our research does not demonstrate that companies do this intentionally. Our research points to the incentives of companies to keep this system in order to save payouts. Now, there's good reasons to have these systems other than sort of the frustrations that we've been talking about. Routing calls, for instance, and trying to identify the right person to speak to through these menus and these automated menus. And to be fair as well, calls come at different times, and sometimes a certain number of operators can't handle the volume of calls, so that some people do have to wait. And what our research suggests is within that system, companies, even if they could perfect that system, they might not want to, simply because that would mean that they could withhold payouts from companies. But to be perfectly fair, no company is going to admit to us or to anybody, even if they were doing this intentionally, but we don't have evidence that they do this intentionally.
Thank you for your time. Anthony Dukes, USC Marshall School of Business.